And so you will find a lot of us getting up here saying, please forgive me for some of this. And she came into church and said, Mom, if I say anything, please forgive me. That's good. Because I know that God is moving. God looks in the hearts of man, and he's doing wonderful things. And I just want to thank him for the issue of restoration. I want to thank the Lord for just being God. You know, I don't understand everything, but I'm really having a good time up here. Right in here in my life, I'm really having a good time. I really am. And so I just want to thank the Lord. And so I told my husband, I said, honey, I want you to spend some nights at the church with me. Because I feel like Samson. I said, my hair may be, but my hair getting ready to grow now. Yes. My hair getting ready to grow back. And Samson, you know what happened to him? He kind of lost out, but then he went to praying to God, and God started his hair to growing back. Praise the Lord. And he did more damage in his first, this last part of his life than he did in the first part. Your hair growing? Maybe you ain't thought about it that way. I said, Lord, I know what you did. I know who you are. I've seen you move. And everybody, so she mentioned, I'll be through. This is my preamble. We were sitting in Bible class, and sister said this, and you say this. Oh, say, have you heard of Brother Seymour? That revival that happened back then when the arms was growing and this was doing, that was doing. That, and I thought, and I said to myself, I've read Brother Seymour's life, and I've read other evangelists' life, and I've seen my life. You ain't going to get nothing till you see God. You're going to have to see God. Now, you know, you want all these pretty things, just like if you want a pretty something else. You have to pay for it. Now, Jesus done paid the price. But what we talking about, the fasting and praying, now we talking about is humbling ourselves that we can get closer to God. You can't get closer to God eating off the tree all the time, just doing one of them things. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And so I told my husband, I said, you all pray my strength in the Lord. Because I'm telling you, when I see people, so many people sick, the saints sick, you know, that bothers me. Maybe don't bother you, but it bothers me. And so when Peter says, such as I have, give I unto thee, we got to have something to give to these people. You can't just give them a flower all the time. It's going to help for a while, but you got to give them what they need. Amen. When Jesus called the blind men up there, you know, he wanted to know what they needed. To me, that always was kind of, he looking at these blind folks saying, just in case, I'm going to give you what you need. Now, what do you want? He said, I'm blind now, but what you want? He said, that we may see. And he never turned anywhere around. So we're going to go into the word this morning. I just love you, and I love the Lord. I love the word. And I was thinking, Lord, what shall I sing? I ain't even got a song to sing that'll match what I'm feeling. But Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside. He's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a wonderful change in my life. Sing it one more time. Jesus on the inside, he's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I've got Jesus on the inside. He's working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a wonderful change in my life. Oh, what a wonderful change. Oh, what a wonderful change in my life. You got a wonderful change in your life. Give God a clap. You got a change in your life. I tell you, he's on the inside working on the outside. Praise the Lord. I pray before we sit down just one more time. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you We want to really minister the word that you gave us today. We pray, Lord, that you would anoint it. And we pray, Lord, that you would give us words to say. Give us the unction. Give us what it takes to deliver this word to your people. You help. Your people are beautiful people. They are wonderful people. I realize this more and more, and I'm thanking you for it. I thank you for seeing my daughter and my son-in-law and all of you there and Tony. Praise the Lord. You know, to God does you do answer prayer. You answer prayer. I'm telling you, Tony, my grandson, is there, my Tony's back there. Tony, praise the Lord. You answer to my prayer. I saw something when I was praying, and I saw me asking you something, which I will after service. I saw me asking you something to do for the church. It's going to have to be me and you talking, okay? But God answered. When I saw it, I said, Tonika, let me tell you something. Don't pray and don't think God don't hear you. It's time out for that. You know, if I'm going to sit up and talk to Al, he's my son in the Lord. I ain't going to be talking to him and looking at him, and I don't think he's going to answer me. God told me, said, tell him to come close. I hear what they say. You know, I hear you. Listen, when you get down to pray, he hears you. Something else now, he told me. He told me, go to the church and tell them now they got to add something. See, you're looking for God to come down and whoop on you, but it ain't going to happen like that. You're going to have to add something. We're going over to Peter. I was thrown away this morning. To Peter. Let's go to Peter. We're going to 2 Peter, the first chapter. You may be seated. Everybody feeling pretty good this morning? Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank the Lord. Okay. When he say fight the good fight of faith, beloved. But this church, y'all, there ain't many of us, but we gonna get this thing. We have to do what the Bible tells us to do. And there's some things that we have to do so that we can be strong. He wants us to be strong in him, in the power of his might. He wants you to ask and it be given. And I was reading the 15th chapter of John. And I would say, Lord, I just have to see where I am. You know, I'm not talking about. I say, Lord, you said if I let your word abide in me and I abide in you, I could ask whatever I wanted. Now, that's what you said. So I'm going into that vein. Praise the Lord. But I want to go first to 2 Peter. Thank you, Jesus. The first chapter. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God in our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace be unto you as you understand who God is. According to his divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and God. See, he has given us everything. Say that. He has given us all things, though that we may understand. He ain't getting us out and just sit us out here. No, he has given us things. Things that we can grow. Things that we can go on and be what this Bible say we can be. Okay, but now here it is now. Whereby are given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Listen, and besides all this, give diligence. Say diligence. Add to your faith virtue. Now, I didn't say I'm going to add you virtue. He didn't say I'm going to put the arm on you. No, he said take it unto you and put it on. I've learned, I said, Lord, we done missed something. So you try, you know, you live every day as a Christian. I know you do. And you walk, but you got to walk here. I've learned this. If you would study, you got to study. You have to. You got to study to show yourself approval. You ain't going to know what this saying. Because, see, you didn't know you had to add this. He said he told you to do it now. Add to your faith. When you get saved, he said add to your faith virtue. Add strength of body. Add strength to your faith. I'm going to serve the Lord. So you got to do this. Now what you going to do, add to your what now? What? Virtue. And into virtue, knowledge. You have to have understanding how to do this thing. How you going to get understanding? Looking at the word and try to find it out. And then he say, add self-restraint or temperance. Now that's a hard one. But the Lord is telling us today, I don't want to hear it. Excuses no more. I don't want to hear it. We are excellent people. He say, I will show you a more excellent way. God has been good to this church, giving us words that's just really wow. He wants us to be temperate and have restraint. Amen. I remember, Gwen, maybe you don't remember, I was preaching, I never will forget this. I said, Gwen, one day it's going to click. It's going to click. Do you remember? And it clicked. Whatever you want from God, he's here to give it to you. He will. He wants us to succeed. He wants me to succeed. He won't be so succeed. He wants you to walk. He ain't trying to, you know, she done met poop and knock. No. If that was true, he'd have been done come and just say to forget everything. But I look in the way and say he has long patience waiting for everybody. I say, oh, Lord, you so good. And I just want to, like you all, thank God for America. I do. So far, so good. So far, we're walking, but I don't know where we go walk after November. Oh, Jesus. And what else? He said, to your patience, godliness. You know what that is. And to be patient is me to forbear long.
Say long. Long.
You got to forbear long. You got to forbear. You got to make your man up. I'm going to hold on to what I want. Yes, you got to make up your man to hold on to what you want. Praise the Lord. Erica, you got to make your man up to hold on. You got to hold on. Hallelujah. You know, if you fail here, get up. Don't hold on. There's something about holding on. Because it does something to your spiritual life. So be patient. Hold on. And he said to that godliness. You know what? That's cleanliness. Being clean, asking God to clean you up. And have brotherly kindness one to another. You know what? I read another scripture. He said, and show hospitality without, you know, having to say about it. Ooh, I said, wow. We supposed to have hospitality. Gwen, you got that thing. And she shows hospitality. I guess we can learn that from her. She feed everybody on the block. You know, come on in, eat. We supposed to show hospitality. That's in the scripture. Show hospitality. And I said, Lord, my goodness. Well, woo, woo, woo. I don't feel like being bothered. Here comes so-and-so. I don't feel like being bothered. I mean, come on now. Come on. I mean, you know, I'm tired. I worked all day. I don't feel like being bothered. But he say, show hospitality. Sometimes, you know, sometimes somebody may call you. Somebody may call you and, you know, they really need just to hear your voice. They need you to just say, praise the Lord, glad you called. And, you know, sometimes that lifts them up. I've heard talk to people and I'm telling you, it ain't none of y'all. I ain't talking about this. It was one child that one of somebody's friends. She'd call me and she'd talk and talk. Say, Sister David, I feel so good talking to you. But really, I'd just be listening. She don't be talking about nothing. She'd be talking about what she's going through and this kind of thing and this kind of thing. I'm thinking, I got to get them here and wash these dishes. But she'd just be talking, you know. But you know, then she said, thank you for listening. Sometimes people just need an ear to listen, and you happen to be the one. Hello, you're a Christian, you're the one. So you got to just say, well, Lord, help me. Let me say something to her or say something to them that'll help them. I know I hit somebody because people get on that phone and boy, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then what else it said? To that, you add brotherly kindness. And then you add, which I thought, charity. But he's talking about agape love, not this just going out giving clothes to people. He ain't talking about that kind of love. That's good. But he's talking about a love that you got to pray for. But listen to what it says. He said, for if these things be in you, let's look at this, what it says. For if these things be in you and abound in you, plenty of it, they make you that you be neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So how you get to know God? By doing this. By being virtuous and loving one another and doing what he say. And as you do what he say, he's adding to you the understanding that you need to be a better Christian. Hallelujah. You doing this too much? You do this. God showed me this. Oh, I said, Lord, this is wonderful. Well, if you do what he say, do, this is the key. You have a key to get in a lock, right? This is the key to you being not barren and knowing Jesus. If you do those things, if you get in adversity, Lord, I'm going to add this stuff. And you got to do it. You can't say, oh, God, no. He said do it. Hey, that's it. You know what? If Al say, brother, go take that garbage can out. Oh, Lord, should I take the garbage? No. He told you to take it out. He daddy, so you go take it out. You ain't got to take it out. I don't care how you take it out. Take it out, pick it up, slide it, just take it out. But the Lord told me it's a key. It's a key. He said, if you get the key, you can lock any door. Now, my car, when I get out the thing, it locks. And I thought, good Lord, every time I get ready to get in this car, I got to unlock it. But see, I didn't know that. Tony, I didn't know that. Oh, got smart. One day I left the key in the car. We was over somebody's house. I said, oh, I forgot to take the key out the car. And I'm just going around. Oh, we was over to your mother. Oh, I forgot to take the key out the car. And so Bridget, it's a little secret, see. When you leave the key in the door, you just take and match a little button, the door open. I said, you just match a little button and the door open. And that's the way it's with you. You get God in you, in you, in you, and all you got to do is match a little button and it'll open for you. Just put him down in there. Let him stand there. Other than that, you're going to have to be, every time you go to the car, trying to open the door. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all got these fancy doodad cars, you know. And I thought, I said, Lord, that's beautiful. He said, put me in you. Put enough of me in you. He said, if you do, when you ask anything, all you got to do is. Is that what he said? He didn't say that. Oh, y'all ain't reading. John 15. I ain't got much to say today. I'm just stirred up. I just want to woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sitting up here worshiping the Lord. And who going to be here the third Sunday in this month? Everybody. Is anybody going on vacation the third Sunday this month? Al and them gone. Who else be gone? We got to get this teaching in about the sacrament. And I got to do it on a Sunday. So I can't do it next Sunday because sister be here. I want everybody here. You be here the fourth Sunday in July? No, they'll be gone. Fourth Sunday. First Sunday in August. We getting there. I tell you, let's do it the first Sunday in August, I believe. What is the first Sunday in August? Everybody going to be going back to school? Huh? Okay, is it a lot of people, they going back to school during that time? Okay, let's plan for August, the first Sunday in August at 3 o'clock, we have teachers on the communion. About 2 o'clock, okay. So you can run out and get your sandwich, come back, or bring your sandwich with you. Hallelujah. He said, let's go John 15 and 6. He said, if a man abide in me. Wait a minute. I'm writing it. If a man by not of me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. If ye abide in me, listen, and my words, say words, abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And it shall be, not might be, not going to be, but it shall be done unto you. Amen. And that's why he said, my Father is glorified now. Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. That you can bear much fruit. And he keep talking about fruit all the way through this chapter. Praise the Lord. If we got to abide, say abide in him. But what that mean now, abiding in him? Stay in the word. You got to read it. You got to believe what it's saying. What was read today wasn't that much. But, Lord, I'm going to add some virtue here now. I'm going to give me strength in my body to do. I'm going to add something here, Lord. And I'm going to add some understanding. Lord, help me to understand your word. That I don't understand, help me to understand. Let me call brother so-and-so. Let me call sister. Maybe we can get her bounce or something. Help me, Lord. Help me to add all these things to my life that I won't be barren. So we got a lot of saints that's waiting on a lot of things. And I'm wondering. I said, God, this don't take away from you. I don't care if whatever happens in my life, I still believe you can do anything. I'm going to die believing it. I said, Lord, I'm going to go to wherever believing it. I'm going to believe that you are who you say you are. Now, I don't understand about heaven. I've heard a lot of people talking about it now. Y'all understand everything about heaven? See, some people, they're going to go and, you know, just sit on the side of the thing and do their feet like this and eat candy and popcorn and say hello. No. I told Lord I didn't understand all of that, but I said, but the Lord began to deal with me about some things, but I'm going to just leave that alone until I get the whole picture. And I may not still understand it, but I just thank God that listen, I do understand what that said because I can read it. So I'm going to do what that say because I can read that. And that stuff I don't understand, I'm going to leave it alone. But you're going out of this place. Everybody got a place to go when they leave here. You got to go. I see people slipping out of this place, slipping out. Now I think to myself, I've seen Christians go, and they weren't sure. That always has bothered me. It always bothered me. I watched a Christian die, and she was holding on, holding on. You know, because you don't understand. You don't know what happens. Am I making sense? But let us live. God, I say, Lord, if we live like you say live, we can do like my 104-year auntie. She's always touched my life. She went and said, don't fix dinner for me tonight. I'm going home and be the Lord. And she left. And that's the way I want to go. I don't want to be hanging on and struggling. And you know, you know, people say, well, when they die, no, everybody don't die like that now. But why? Why do we struggle? Why? What happened to us in this life? I don't know why I got to this, but what happened? If you know where you're going to go, what you struggling for? You ought to want to go. Well, Brother Bowen was going on to be with the Lord. He put his head down. He was in a coma. And they was, you know, concerned about him because, you know, y'all knew him. So he lifted his head up. He said, thank you, Jesus, and left. Now, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. They found Joyce the next morning gone. Joyce Holderfield, she's gone. But they say she has such peace. Amen. Children of God, death has no power. I don't know why I'm going this way. Death ain't got no power over us. I say death don't have any power over the blood-bought one. Oh, glory, hallelujah to the Lamb. If you don't know where you're going, that's kind of bad. But you got to struggle when death come, because he going to come. I done got to this. But I'm still going to go where he lead me. Because you don't know when you're going to leave. People just riding up now, shooting people in the head. Crazy folks. Woo, Jesus. They just people have lost their mind. Did you go all the week? You got something to thank God for. Did you get in your car and drive to the store? Did you go down and park at a light? Did you go up the street or down the street? You need to thank God. Because I'm telling you, it's God that keeps you. He's got something for all of our lives that's sitting here. It ain't but a few of us, but God has got something for your life. And if you ain't found out or say, Lord, I'll do it, you in the wrong road. You need to get on the right road. Children of God, listen. Jesus is coming. You can't say, well, he ain't come yet, and he might, you know, who knows. He's going to come, though. And it's going to be when it's least expected. It's like a woman having a child. I carried my children, hallelujah, for 8, you know, you never know when the baby going to get here. But he comes. He comes, I have to go through that same old pain. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't remember before. And you honestly don't remember. You really don't. They'll tell my child, no, you don't. Not really. No, not really. You don't remember because if you did, you wouldn't have but one. You had one. You would have a half of one. You would have a thought. If you knew, you would have a thought. You would, you know, you don't, but the Lord takes it away. He takes, you know, really the pain away. You can't say, you know, you had pain. Hallelujah. Like when I went through, I don't remember. I can sit up here and tell you and I may cry, but I can't really remember what the devil did. Don't want to remember it. God takes him, whoo, and just think about when you get there with him. He going to take all the former things that you knew. You ain't got to remember if your children don't make it. You ain't going to remember if your son don't make it. God told me this. You're not going to remember. He's going to take all the former things away. And you go, how could you be happy in heaven if you think about, oh, Sally didn't make it. No, you can't. No. So I'm crying out to you now. If you don't have your name in the book, do you know he writes your name in the book? When you say, Jesus, I love you, I want to serve you, he writes your name in the book of life. Yeah. Hallelujah. The devil can't do nothing with you. Hallelujah. It's been God that's keeping you. Yeah. God done kept you. It ain't because you've been so good. It ain't because you're so cute. It ain't because of who you are. It's God that has kept you. It's God that keeps me. Girl, I'm telling you, I know God be keeping me now. When I get in my car, I say, Lord, I thank you for this trial because I'm understanding how much you love me. I'm understanding who you are. I am. And I don't want no intervention. I said, Lord, you're going to tell me what to do. And I'm going to know. Hurry up, though. I get that in there, too. Hurry, Lord. And then, of course, somebody come on, they'll say, I don't know what's the matter with these people. You know, one lady came on, one man come on, and so on. Then somebody else come on and say some words. Oh, Lord. So I asked Margie. She had it. I said, Margie, how you doing? She said, well, I said, oh, Lord. She had a glass on. So she said, well, I don't know. I've been having cheapies. I said, shoot. I ain't got time for all that. Because I said, look, you do this, thing going to be done. When he do, it's done. You know, it's finished when he does it. You know, I'm just me. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, then she walked out. And, well, you know, I can at least. I said, you wear glasses? She said, yeah, I got it. Well, I said, what's the point? If I got to go buy a pair of glasses, what is the point? God is a good God. But I heard myself saying to Clay, I said, come and see what God done. I heard myself saying that to your husband this morning, Cynthia. Praise the Lord. I know y'all praying for me. Poor pastor, help her, Lord. Help her, Jesus. I'm going to tell you what happened, and I'm going to let you go. I was in my room praying for Bro Richard. I've told you this before, but some of y'all ain't heard it. I was praying, and I was saying, you know, naturally I'm praying. Oh, God. I said, Lord, I don't know what to say to you. I was quoted every scripture. I done walked. I don't know what to do. I done cast out devils. I done cursed the devil and bound the devil and everything. I don't know what to do. What are you saying to me, Lord? What do you want me to do, Lord? I said, oh, God, give me a miracle. Give me a miracle. Okay, I come to church. We all singing. Praise the Lord. We singing. And then Brother Richardson came up to pray for me. He knew about what I'm going through. And had he said anything else, he said, God gonna give you a miracle. God said, by the mouth of two. I said, now, Lord, you're coming to keep it. Now, by the mouth of two, let every word. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. He's going to do it for you. I don't care what you got. It seems impossible. You in a place now, some of you, right, well, an impossible place that only God can move for you. But I'm going to tell you, he told me that he's going to do it. Just believe he's going to do it. And when it get done, it'll be done like nothing ever been done. Ain't nothing going to be hanging off, drinking off. It's going to be done. Because when God does things, it's done. I say when God does things, it's done. Hallelujah. Somebody need to get saved this morning. Somebody need to give their heart. Somebody need to go back. Somebody need to do something today. Hallelujah. I'm asking if you're sitting here, and you need God, and you know that your name is not in the book of life. I ain't say if you've been baptized, because a lot of baptized folks are going to be in hell. You got to be born again. God loves you today. I believe everybody's here for a purpose. So if you, first of all, we're going to let you come. We'll pray for you and God will save your soul. He'll save it today. All you got to do is make your man up. I want to serve the Lord. You say, well, the church, forget about the church. You got a Bible. You ain't got no excuse. God been good to you. The church was there. He still was good to you. That, you know, that deacon did something, but God still been good to you. The pastor did something, but God still been good to you. And you tell what nobody has done, God has been good to you. I said, Lord, I'm not looking at you through nobody's eyes. Look, I'm looking through what you've done for me. Praise the Lord. I tell somebody else, I said, don't look at, don't, if you're sitting here now, got your mind, say, well, you know, the church is so, and this and that and that and this. That ain't nothing but a trick of the devil to keep you out. That's all it is. Ain't that right, son? Because you need to know him for yourself. Somebody come tell me, you know, Ernest is so and so and so and so and so. I say, don't know nothing about Ernest. I've been married to this man 60 years. They don't know nothing about him. That, you know, I know him better than they do. Can't nobody tell me that he done it? No. You know, somebody could tell me something that I know that don't fit you. No, he wouldn't do nothing like that. That just ain't like him. That ain't in him. You know, that ain't in him. God is a good God. Will you stand on your feet? Add to this week, start adding. I want to tell you something. To add stuff, it really takes a little time. I wouldn't put it off if I was you. If I was us. It takes time to add things. But if you're doing a recipe, cooking a cake or anything, and you follow the recipe, you just put this in there, and you put that in there, put that in there. However you want to start adding, get this scripture. I'm telling you, this is going to make you strong. God told me, say, tell them if they want to be strong. If you want to be strong, add it. You add it to your life, you will have what you need. And the knowledge of me will come to you. You know, God has a way of doing things. He has a way. It's just amazing. You know, he don't do things like you always think he do it. You know, he got a way of doing things. Now, that is one key. Take that key. Unlock that door. And have a place with God. Praise the Lord. Anybody here need prayer for anything else? Okay, Brother Al. I don't blame you, brother. Anybody else need prayer? You know, are you sick? Do you need God to move in a way? Hallelujah, Jesus.